As the president of the hospital's South Central region, Brian Shockney's days have been consumed with coordinating all the details for this weekend's move. And on Wednesday, unveiling the facility to the public, he says it's been a long time coming.
It's been a labor of love.
He adds he's ready for operations to begin in the new building, and the move will help centralize healthcare and improve education for the IU Health School of Medicine.
And one of the things that we're able to do here is not only partner with IU and their School of Nursing to expand that program, but from the School of Medicine as well, and bring some additional programs here to this region that have been dreamed about actually for 20, 25 years.
The hospital's regional academic health center is a defining characteristic of the new building. Classes for nurses and medical students started being held in the Regional Academic Health Center wing of the building earlier this year, while construction of the hospital side was still in progress. The classrooms have the latest technology. Students learn with simulators, which are designed to mimic live patients, how to prioritize and treat patient needs.
And as you look at them, you can see that this little guy, you can see his chest going up and down. He's moving. If you put a stethoscope on his chest, you'll hear his heartbeat. You'll hear air going in and out of his lungs. We can do other things for them that we can make him appear limp so he quits moving. We can turn his skin blue so that it looks like he's not getting enough oxygen.
The new hospital is 80,000 square feet larger than the old hospital. The tour showed off the hospital's new emergency department. It opens with a triage space where a nurse and tech will receive people before moving them back to the rapid assessment area. Katie Howe is the director of emergency and trauma services.
It's a very quick triage, once over, look at you, let's see what your oxygen level is and your heart rate.
From there, patients are sorted into rooms based on acuity. The emergency department has a room dedicated to treatment of victims of sexual assault, and the space for behavioral health treatment has doubled. The new hospital's perinatal and neonatal intensive care unit were another stop on the tour. The space contains an 18-bed NICU, a 24/7 staffed OBED with 6 beds, 18 labor rooms, and 24 postpartum rooms. Nikki Benich is the OBGYN program manager for nursing services and patient care quality.
So it really is a mini hospital in a hospital.
A lot of the preparations to receive patients and staff from the downtown location are already underway, even as the paint is still drying and rooms are being cleaned. But some work will have to wait until this weekend. On Sunday, the downtown hospital will keep its emergency room open while the new one starts operations on the east side. Alan Biggs, Chief Operating Officer of the IU Health South Central Region, says that's the trigger for the move to start.
When the emergency room opens here, that is when all the other events get set into motion.
Moving will run all day, starting in the early hours of morning and running until early evening. The goal is to complete the transfer in a 12-hour patient shift. Shockney is already looking beyond this weekend to the lasting impact the new facility will have on the South Central region.
We look at the glass, we look at the limestone, we look at all the shiny things in the patient care. But really the foundational element that I believe 10, 20, 30 years from now that this day is going to mark is fulfilling that academic mission.
The city of Bloomington purchased the old hospital site, which will be converted into housing, green space, and other resident uses after the demolition of the old site is completed. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.